Welcome to the sports betting podcast of WinningEdge.com, your source for the best football betting selections on the market. Today's edition is going to focus on how the Vegas Sharps are betting the college football games for this Saturday after Thanksgiving. Ohio State at Michigan on ABC. There's very interesting developments here. Pretty much everyone in the world decided last Saturday night that they wanted to bet against Ohio State in this game. The loss to Michigan State was awful, and players were complaining in the media. Early offshore testers were pounded with Wolverine money. The formal opener saw Michigan go up as a one-point favorite, unthinkable just a week ago. That was driven higher temporarily, but now Ohio State money has started to hit the board. The Buckeyes are favored at -1. The quants are still going to get Ohio State in their math, but eye test handicappers, situational handicappers who like the rivalry revenge plus Harbaugh, and matchup handicappers, strong Michigan defense against inconsistent OSU offense, they may still talk themselves into the host. Who will the public take on game day? The over-under is up from 45 to 46.5, suggesting that some of that Ohio State bounce-back money is expecting the offense to make adjustments. The weather should be fine. Penn State at Michigan on ESPN. This one has been time-changed to 3:30 p.m. Eastern. It's a huge spot for Sparty because they need to win to clinch a berth in the Big Ten championship game, but they're in a huge letdown spot after their upset at Ohio State. An opener of MSU -11 has been bet down to -10.5, but that's the limit of support for the dog. The public likes taking favorites in must-win spots, so we may have a tug-of-war on game day between Penn State +11 and Michigan State -10.5. North Carolina at North Carolina State on ABC. North Carolina has been prominent in spoiler discussions because they'll play Clemson in the ACC championship game. Sharps are looking at NC State as the spoiler here. The opener of North Carolina -7 is down to just 5.5. It's a big sandwich spot because Carolina clinched their division with an overtime win at Virginia Tech last week and now has Clemson on deck. There's a huge move to the over as an opener of 61.5 is all the way up to 66. You can deduce beautiful weather from that. The quants expect a fast-paced shootout. Florida State at Florida on ESPN. This one has been time-changed to 7:30 p.m. Eastern for the prime time spot. Florida gets Alabama next week in the SEC championship. That, plus the Gators' lethargic play of late, has put Sharps firmly on Florida State. An opener of Pick'em has been bet up to -2.5. It's assumed home dog money would come in on the key number of 3, but last week's poor effort against Florida Atlantic might inhibit that possibility. For now, Sharps are happy with their positions on more motivated FSU at anything below the 3. Texas A&M at LSU on the SEC Network. This one has been time-changed to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's another game where the total is being hit much heavier than either team side. The opener of 50.5 is up to 55. Weather's supposed to be nice, and the Aggies' fast tempo could inspire a high-scoring shootout. LSU's defense has started to fade of late, too, so handicappers emphasizing recent form really jumped in here. On the team side, sliding LSU opened up -5 and was bet up to -5.5. I do expect Aggies money to hit the board if the +6 comes into play. Alabama at Auburn on CBS. Alabama continues to cover spreads, so money continues to come in on them. Here, the opener of -13 has been bet up to -14.5. That's important because it crosses the key number of 14. Not much buyback yet, though anyone interested in Auburn is smart to wait and see if the public drives this line higher. Position takers were happy at -14 or less and may come back in for a shot at the middle if the line keeps rising from public action before kickoff. Clemson at South Carolina on ESPN. This one has been time-changed to noon Eastern. There's not a lot of betting interest because South Carolina has been such a disappointment this season. How can you bet on a team that just lost to the Citadel? It's tough to love Clemson with the ACC title tilt coming up next week. For now, it's a light tug of war between Clemson at -17 and South Carolina at +17.5. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State on ABC. Huge game in the Big 12. Oklahoma opened at -7. Some dog money came in early, bringing the line below the key number, but the game was bet right back up to the 7. Math guys get Oklahoma because they have such great stats when things are going well. Sharps, who emphasize situations, are looking more at the dangerous home underdog in a bounce-back spot against a historically unreliable favorite. This may end up being a very heavily bet game that sticks close to the 7 all day. there's a chance for rain on what's expected to be the second straight cold Saturday night in the state. Clearer conditions might have inspired more support for Oklahoma State's pass-heavy attack. Mississippi at Mississippi State on ESPN2. This one has been time-changed to 7:15 p.m. Eastern. Quants expect a high-scoring Egg Bowl as the opening total of 60 has been bet up to 64. Think of the Texas-Louisiana line as the weather border for this week. It's expected to be rainy and cool just west of that, but great weather for football almost anywhere east of that. So cold in Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, but nice in Texas A&M, LSU, and here in this game. Not much happening on the team side, with Ole Miss fairly stable at minus one. Notre Dame at Stanford on Fox. This should be a heavily bet game because Notre Dame always brings in money. We've been around Stanford minus four all week. Some stores are testing minus 3.5. I'd be very surprised if the key number of 3 was brought into play, even if the public lines up on the Irish. Stanford is respected in the markets, and Notre Dame has a very difficult travel sequence after playing on the East Coast last Saturday night. It's tough to play in California right after that. UCLA at USC on ABC. This one has been time-changed to 3:30 p.m. Eastern and will determine who wins the Pac-12 South. It's a great throwback doubleheader with so much interest in Ohio State, Michigan, and UCLA-USC. Many of us long-timers grew up with that Thanksgiving week doubleheader in the days before cable. We've been painted on the key number of 3 all week for the home favorite. Remember, this is not a neutral site game, even though both teams play in Los Angeles. USC plays in the Coliseum, UCLA in the Rose Bowl. I would expect sharps to fade any moves off the 3, though USC gets more support when the game is sitting on the key number. We'll take squares and sharps to push this to a sustained minus 3.5 or higher. The over-under has dropped from 63 to 62. That's not weather-related because the forecast is for great weather here as well. And thanks for listening to this edition of the Sports Betting Podcast of WinningEdge.com. Join us each week throughout the season for more shows on handicapping developments as the college and NFL seasons hit their critical crunch points. And visit us online, www.winningedge.com, for information and to sign up for our free betting selection.